Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He's an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time, most of which is in Beechcraft Bonanzas and Barrens.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. And we're broadcasting once again live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun 48th Annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo at Lakeland, Florida. Specifically, we are in the Central Florida Aerospace Academy High School building on campus, on the Sun and Fun campus. It's a beautiful building and one that houses one of the high schools in Polk County. And we're pleased to use some of their facilities today for our hastily constructed studio to make it look professional, and as well as a green room and the like. And we depend in part on volunteers from the high school to help us with our overall effort. And I'm going to introduce some of them to you in just a moment. But I wanted to tell you that in addition to the folks I'm going to introduce you to, there are a host of other folks that work behind the scenes, behind the cameras. And right now we have Brian and Dave and Bob working the three cameras in the studio here. But they are not the experienced ones. They're actually the substitutes. And the real camera operators are the young people that I'm going to introduce to you in just a moment. But there's also Steve and Obi-1 and Obi-2 and John and all the production assistants and the like. And so it's just a whole host of people that it takes to put these productions on in a professional and safe manner. So we're grateful to all of them, my co-hosts Ben and Joel, who will be here tomorrow. So it takes quite a family of folks to put these on. But right now I want to introduce to you some of the high school folks that are volunteers with us with the Florida Aviation Network. And first of all, I'm going to cut to the far end of the table, Mr. Andrew Coulter. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Andrew, who you are, where you go to school, and what grade you're in, and anything else you'd like to share.
Like you said, my name is Andrew Coulter. I go here, Central Florida Aerospace Academy. I'm currently a sophomore, so 10th grade. And the track I'm working on right now is Part 107, and I am now a Part 107 license holder.
Very good. So the track, now that you mentioned, this is a specific focused study in your high school studies towards, in your case, Part 107, which is small...
Unmanned aircraft.
Okay, so a drone pilot, if you will, for
correct,
for lack of a better terminology. So you already have your drone pilot's license, your UAS license?
Yeah, so that class was a two-year class, and at the end of your second year, you will take the written exam. And uh-huh. About a month ago, I took my written exam and passed it.
Very good.
And so I will probably look at going into airport management next year as a track. But for the last 2 years, it's been Part 107, so UAS.
Congratulations on getting your remote pilot's license, I believe is the name of it. I got one
correct
as well. I'd forgotten what it was called. Well, what do you do with the Florida Aviation Network when you're volunteering for us, Andrew?
A few of the things I do is camera operator. I help behind the scenes when it comes to some of the technical things. And main thing is just help moving things around and putting things high in the air.
Indeed, because you are a tall young man, and so we do... utilize your attributes there as well. So thank you for all the work that you do, the volunteer work. You've been with us for a number of years, as I recall. I've seen you around for quite a bit. And normally you're behind the camera. This time you're in front of the camera. Thank you
correct
for your volunteer work. And next to Andrew is Tucker Bontrager. Tucker, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're at in school.
My name is Tucker Bontrager. I'm also in 10th grade. My track right now, I'm working on engineering. Right now, my track, I'm working on engineering, and the track I'm working on right now is CSWA. I haven't passed it yet, but I'm still working on it.
CSWA is what?
It's an engineering, it's the certification to get your
okay
first engineering thing.
Very good. And what grade in high school?
10th grade.
10th grade as well, so you're a sophomore as well.
Correct.
Very good. And what do you hope to do after you graduate from high school and beyond that?
I want to join the Air Force. I don't really know for sure what I want to do, but hopefully something that has to do with engineering.
Very good.
Something
I'm sure there's
the
something
field
for you to do in the Air Force or the Guard. I don't know if you heard Mr. Raske mm-hmm speak just before this. He said there's also opportunities, great opportunities for young people getting out of high school, going into the Guard, and then pursuing a college education while they do that as well. Well, how about for Florida Aviation Network, Tucker, how long have you been with us and what do you do?
I've been here for 2 years. I've done the camera work just like him.
Very good. Well, thank you for your volunteer work. This is good. Is it a good experience learning how to operate cameras and doing all the background work and being part of a team? Is that beneficial to you, you think?
I think it is. I think it's a cool thing to do.
Very good.
A lot of teamwork.
Very good. Well, we're glad to have you as part of our team. Thank you for joining us. And then the last person here in front of us is Trevor Hallman. Trevor, tell us about yourself and where you're at in school.
Well, I'm a junior in high school right now. I go to the same school as these guys.
This very school, the building
yes,
that we're
sir.
In. Okay.
I'm in AMP track right now. I'm in my second year. It's a the current plan, this plan is supposed to be, it's a three-year course, and by the end of it, you get your general certification. There's three certifications. You get your general, your airframe, and your power plant. Most classes outside of school, you can choose either to get your general or and your airframe, or your general and your power plant, and you can choose to go for the second one after.
But you'll get all three in school?
No, I'm getting my general,
the general
right now.
First. Okay.
And then I'm going to go to Travis Technical College and get my other two certifications there.
Okay, good. And then you're going to go into aircraft maintenance, repair, and the like?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going in general aviation and then eventually working myself into the airlines.
Good. As a mechanic role or as a pilot role?
Mechanic.
Mechanic role. Okay. Any aspiration to become a pilot?
Yes. Right now, in this summer, I'm going to be getting my private pilot license.
Okay. Well, good. So you're already working on it,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to start it this summer?
I'm working on it now, but I'll be doing my solo and stuff all during the summer.
Oh, very good. How many hours do you have in duels so far?
Like four right now.
Oh, well.
It ain't much. I don't have much time.
Yeah, but it's a foundation. That's good. That's good. And for Florida Aviation Network, how long have you been with us, and what all do you do for the network?
I think I'm on my third year now, and I kind of just do whatever Obi tells me to do.
That's what I do too, Trevor. Actually, everybody does what Obi tells you to do because he is the producer, and so he keeps us all in line. It's a good thing because I don't know about you, but I'm tough to keep in line, and so he has to put out special effort, I think, to make me do what I need to do. But thank you for your donated time and your effort. This is good. Has this been good for you to be a team member, part of something with a greater good?
Yes, it really helps me like meet other people, meet influential members. Like
yeah.
a couple weeks ago, I got to meet some old retired generals from the Air Force.
Whoa!
At a photo shoot, and that was really cool. And there's other experiences that you get to see, and I get to do stuff like this.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Tucker, are your mom and dad watching today, you think, or watching the archive broadcast of this?
I would hope so. They're also volunteering here at CenterFun.
Oh, very good.
Or my mom is.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm sure they're proud of you. And Andrew, is anybody from home watching you here today, do you think?
Just like Tucker here, my parents are currently volunteering here at CenterFun to make this happen. So probably not right now, but definitely later.
Okay.
Definitely later.
All right. So a family involved in volunteering at CenterFun. And how about yours, Trevor? Other people in your family work at CenterFun as well?
Not this year, my dad is probably walking around right now. He loves these air shows.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm sure he'll enjoy tuning in tonight and watching you on this archive broadcast that should be available tonight. Well, gentlemen, thanks to all three of you for what you do for Florida Aviation Network. Thanks for being here and chatting with me today. We've got one other volunteer that I want to point out, but let's see. Sierra is not here today. Anyone know where Sierra is? Is she out in the field? Sierra,
yes, I'm out here in front of the Skylab today.
Out in front of the Skylab. Well, good. Good to see you. And tell us about yourself, Sierra, who you are and where you're going to school and what your future is.
Well, as you said, I am Sierra Toss.
A little bit of feedback there. Go ahead.
I am Sierra Tosti. I do also go to Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Me personally, I don't have a set track that I'm working on. I am working on my A&P, on my PPL, my CSWA, and I'm also doing ROTC.
Wow, it sounds like you have a plateful, Sierra, that I heard A&P, CSWF, and private pilot's license. So how many hours have you accumulated towards your private pilot's license, Sierra?
So on record, I have zero, but I have been flying with my grandfather since I was about, I would say, around 10, I believe.
So inspired partly by your grandfather to become a pilot, that's great. I'm sure he will be proud of you one day when you earn your pilot's license.
I'm sorry.
I said, I'm sure your grandfather will be proud of you one day when you earn your private pilot's license, and then you can take him for a ride in an airplane.
That's kind of the goal. He's also the reason that I am working on my A&P license.
Is he an A&P as well, your grandfather?
Yes, sir, he is.
That's great. That's great. Well, he's been multiple inspirations to you, and I'm glad to hear that. So, Sierra, I know you've been around the Florida Aviation Network for a number of years. What all have you done for the organization, and what are you doing this year with us?
Well, in about the past 6 years I've been doing this, I've been doing a lot of camera work. I have been a personal assistant for a while in multiple different spots, and today I was mainly helping my grandmother with the books.
Very good. And so your grandmother is a volunteer here as well. That would be Miss Terry, I gather. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Another important part of our Florida Aviation Network team. So, Sierra, thank you so much for being part of the team. Has this been beneficial to you for the, would you say, 6 years that you've been with us?
Yes, it has. I have knocked out, my community service hours. I've knocked out all of my hours since, the beginning of middle school for my high school and everything, which is really helpful and looks great for everything else that I'm trying to do. And it also gives me the opportunity to help put my foot into the fields of certain areas by being able to talk to people that I wouldn't normally.
Very good. And when will you graduate from high school, Sierra?
I will plan on graduating over the summer, but I won't technically graduate until next year.
Until next year, okay. But you may actually be finished with your high school academic work at the end of this summer.
Yes, sir.
That's great. And then what's in your future? Going off to college or airlines or what?
Yes, I do plan on going across the street to Travis Technical College to finish my A&P license.
Okay. Like Trevor, you're going to get the other A&P licenses as well. That will be great. Well, Sierra, thank you for joining us out in the field. She's one of our many reporters or can be out in the field, and we're live streaming from her location to here in the studio and then broadcast to all of you that are watching us today. Well, Sierra, Andrew, Trevor, and Tucker, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for what you do volunteering for Florida Aviation Network. It's great to have each of you as part of our team, and together I think we do a pretty good job on this effort. So thanks again. It's good to get to know each of you a little bit better. So I'm Ron Timmermans with the Florida Aviation Network, and we've been broadcasting live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun campus for the 48th annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo. It's been great to have you with us. Be sure and tune in later today and again tomorrow for more live stream broadcasts from the Sun and Fun campus. Thank you, and good. We'll see you tomorrow.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.